Does anyone have any questions? Woody.
The down tone, I didn't pick it up until midway through, but am I correct that you kept the lines in alphabetical order?
I did.
Was it perfect alphabetical order, or did you...
No, I cut some out. And it really, someone pointed out to me that that was actually lazy of me, and it's true. Because, like, I could have tried to arrange them in different orders, but they just seem to work so perfectly in that order.
It made a nice swarm change.
Yeah. No, there was a lot that I skipped. I just kind of, I made a Xerox copy of it and sort of went through and crossed them out. Any other questions? Yeah?
You've been writing poetry before. Is it something you started as a kid or something you started in high school or college?
I wrote this really bad poem in high school called Fences, and about how some people are on one side and other people on the other side and they can't communicate with each other. That was like the only poem I wrote in high school, and it was bad. In college, I wrote fiction, and then I started taking some poetry classes at the end of my college experience. I went to Middlebury. And I think my junior year, I went to the Bread Loaf Writers Conference and I applied in poetry, and that was sort of when I got to be more serious as a poet. And then for my senior thesis, I thought, well, I know how to write short stories and I know how to write poems, but what's this whole narrative poem thing? Like, that just seems so difficult. Like, how can you write a poem that then also tells a story, like the Jesse James one? And so I decided that I was going to investigate the narrative poetry blend and still doing it, kind of, you know. And so I did it, my thesis on it was a bunch of narrative poems about Vermont, different characters. And then by then I just was writing poetry, and then I went to grad school, and that's sort of when it took off. Does that answer your question? I didn't really read one contemporary poet, though, until I got to grad school, which was a real shame. And it's great to have something like the Fish House where you can just click on it and hear a couple of poems. And I just was reading, like, old, dead, white guy poets. Sylvia Plath. That was about it. Okay, well, thanks so much for having me.